This is the questionnaire from Tumblr that Angel posted. Who was the last person you held hands with? My kitty! Right just before, I'm handing the chair and he like put his paw on hands and we were holding hands. Oh, this is person. He's a person, right? Number two. Are you outgoing or shy in real life? Online? Oh, shy. But only until I get to know someone, be comfortable with them, like most people do, or if I've been drinking, then I'm pretty outgoing. Oops. What kind of people are you attracted to? Nice people? Yep. Who from either gender is on your mind? I'm gonna skip that one. Who was the last person you had a deep conversation with?
I have no idea.
I don't remember. It's been a while. What does the most recent text that you sent say? It says, wait, I was ungrounded? Because I've been bratting my friend and sending her pictures of like a really badly photoshopped sharks with makeup on, and I send them to her, and then she grounded me, and then I started doing it with pictures of turtles and rhinos and like a glass bottle of milk. Yeah, she grounded me, and she's like, why you do this? And then I sent her the lyrics to It's My Life by Bon Jovi. And then she was like, you're grounded! So yeah, I'm like, wait, I'm ungrounded. I was ungrounded. I didn't know I got ungrounded. I might post some pictures. You can check out these sexy sharks. I got me grounded. Do you believe in luck and miracles?
Yes.
Good time. Would you kiss the last person you kissed again? That's a bit awkward. Do you like bubblegum?
Hell yeah!
Don't really have bobs, but bubble bobs are awesome. You can, like, when you do like the beard thing and like make like snowman but bubbleman, I guess. What are your bad habits? But if I'm trying to explain something, I've noticed now that I still say black every couple words is black, and it's terrible. How do you get rid of that? Like, you need a lack doctor or something. It's terrible. I have another habit, but I consider it a good habit because I enjoy it so much. What part of your body are you most uncomfortable with? Probably my size. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it is what it is, but then other times it's like, I look like death. So that would be it. Who are you most comfortable around in real life? Online? Real life, my kitty, because he's awesome.
And then, I don't know.
Anyone, as long as they're not a dick. obviously people that I'm, you know, talk to and stuff, I'd be more comfortable with, so. All the people that I talk to, you guys. Have any of your exes told you they regret breaking up?
No,
it's never like, I've never dated someone that's actually, you know, like really loved me, so I was just kind of like, you know, how people, sometimes they just want to own you, but they don't, like, have feelings or anything for you, but not in like a, like it wasn't like a, you know, like, beat it some kind of relationship. It was just a normal one, but, well, not a normal one, but, you know. Oh, God. Okay. So, it's not like they regret breaking up, but they just, you know, don't want anyone else to have me. You know, for me to have me. That makes sense. That's how I was going. Next one. Which celebrities would you have a threesome with? None? I don't know any of them. It's just awkward. Number 15. Would you rather live without TV or definitely TV needs the music? As long as it's, you know, good music and variety of, like, if you could have, like, all the music that has ever been made, you can listen to it anytime you want, instead of ever having TV, then music's the way to go. Oh, but TV has music in it sometimes, so you get both. Can we watch music videos if we're only allowed music? I mean, that's not TV, that's like computer, so. And we could just make movies in TV form. Like musicals! Do we still get out, like, do we get to watch musicals still? Yes? We have to. Oh, God. Okay. Have you ever liked someone and never told them? In real life? Online? Yeah. Yeah. What do you say during awkward silences? Either nothing, or I just make weird noises, or like do weird actions with weird noises, or I just make it even more awkward by accident. What are your favorite stores to shop in? The ones that have good food. Yeah. I'm really. Oh, and then there's like, you know, I don't know what you guys call it. You know, like the little like hot dollar shops or whatever. They're like shops that have all this really random stuff that's really cheap. And yeah, you go in there and you get like all this weird cool stuff. I like going in there. I went in there the other week and I was drunk and I got just a whole bunch of weird stuff, like those glasses that have the eyebrows and like the big nose on them, and I got this hat. I thought it was just like a tiny sparkly top hat that has like feathers on it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I got that. I didn't realize until after I bought it, it's on the back of it, it's got like a big Happy New Year thing, so I'm prepared for years already. I also got stuff that to decorate the bathroom. I was drunk and decorated the bathroom. Now it's awesome. Okay. Oh dear, I liked it. Oh, this sounds so good. Yeah. If you're being extremely quiet, what does it mean? And it's kind of pretty standard sometimes, I suppose, but it could mean a whole lot of things. Yeah. It can mean anything, really. Do you smile at strangers? Sometimes, like, if I'm looking at them and, like, make eye contact or whatever, and they're not, like, stare, like, they're not, like, angrily looking at you, you know how people just, like, dab stare you sometimes for no reason. But, I don't really look at people when I'm out and about. I kind of look at the ground or, you know, other stuff. One thing you wish you could change about yourself. Well, a lot, but, like, you know, that'll change as you get older and you grow. You know, the good changes come, so that'll probably change anyway. 20. Oh! Been arrested for what? I haven't been arrested, but I got searched by the police, and they, like, took my ID and did that thing how they, you know, I don't know, they go back to their car with it and, like, do some kind of search thing for it. Because my friend that I live with had people over and they're drinking and everything, and it was, you know, a bad time. So I left and went for a walk, and I was just, like, sitting, you know, down the road. Not in the middle of the road, like, on a, like, huge footpath thing. I was just sitting there, chilling, having a good time, having some alcohol. And then cops, like, pulled up and shined all their lights on me, and then they came over, and they were, like, interrogating me and searched me, and then did the took the ID thing. And they were like, you don't have anything on you, you shouldn't have, do you? Like, no, just alcohol. It's so rude. And then they were like, you can't be out here, it's not safe, blah blah. But I, like, well, that's nice, but, you know. But then they're like, you better be gone by the time we get back. So rude, you can't just, like, chill outside. But yeah, so, not arrested, but that was weird. Do I have, like, a record now? Tell us just, this, number 23, I don't know, because that stuff was, like, happening when I was really, really little, like, since, like, before school, like, before, like, primary school and stuff, so I have no idea. 24, do you sleep with stuffed animals? Yes, I do! I have a Pegasus that I always sleep with. He, like, you know, he, kind of, not sexually, but, you know, you straddle them, like, you have them between your legs, and it's comfy keeping your legs, not all being stupid while you're sleeping. Yeah, he's the best cuddler. He's pretty awesome. Oh no! My friend just double grounded me! What does that mean? I need to find another loophole stack. I'm not gonna answer the next one. I can't answer the one after it because today hasn't ended, so. Oh, well, it'd be so far that friend that grounded me would be the last person I talk to. Is there anyone you want to punch in the face right now? No, thank you. I'm not feeling the vibes. Is something irritating you right now? No, pretty sweet right now. Who was the last person you cried in front of? Oh, I love this bit! I dance that he does at the end, like right at the end, he's like, ah, so good. Okay, who was the last person you cried in front of? My friend, because they'll be really mean to me and, like, you know, taking up, you know, their heaps of, like, stressful stuff going on, and, you know, didn't have any other way to kind of, that they knew to take their anger out, so they're just kind of, like, being really mean to me and made me cry. So, yeah. Okay, Daddy, what makes you happy? Music, like this music going on right now, especially with the music videos. Kittens. Pretty much any cute animal, really. All that make you happy. Tasty foods. Tea. Especially in a sippy cup, because they are the best. Even though you still spill them anyway, but at least you don't bang your teeth on them, so. Stuffies. I got these two new Hot Wheels thingies the other day. One of them's like a monster truck and it's got like, and a like a ram head thing on it, and it's so awesome. It can like go over so much more stuff than like the regular ones can. And then I got the like Punisher Hot Wheels car as well. So playing with them makes me happy. And also, like, good shows, like Pee Wee's Playhouse, that show is so good, I want to live in that house. What else? There's so much stuff, really weird stuff, like, stuff that's just, like, what is even going on? That stuff is awesome. there's so much. Oh, that. And nice people, yeah. Okay. what is your zodiac sign? Aries! Yeah, Aries. Okay, that is the end of this, Tumblr-y thingamajiggy. Nice space. Angel, you gotta make your one! Okay, bye bye!